Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. My name is Melissa Enoch B. Berry, licensed clinical addiction specialist, licensed professional counselor, associate, and the child of God. I just want to thank God for the opportunity to come together at the end of this week. Thank God for continuing to bless us. Thank God for keeping us safe, and we just want to thank God for continuing to provide for us in this time. And dear Heavenly Father, if there's anything that we are asked or repeat we've been asking, dear Heavenly Father, we just pray you go there. Bless those who are without, and dear Heavenly Father, just continue to give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the instruction, the ability to be able to know and understand their purpose in this world. This week, a lot of things that have been going on. Don't really have a thought about it at all. I put myself on a internet ban. Anybody that knows me knows that ordinarily I try to keep up with all of the current events and figure out somehow some way to tie all of that in to what it is that we present. Talk with Trinity is a show that is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, 2311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Generally, I am with clients all the week, and I've heard their thoughts and received their feelings and understood some of their behaviors in dealing with things that we see in this world, particularly with their lives. And sometimes we have those conversations where they share about their opinions. This week, I've been into various trainings all the week with professionals, one being with the Department of Health and Human Services on Wednesday, and to learn and understand that there are changes that are happening on the state level as far as the providing of DWI services, individuals who are providing these services have been informed or shared or encouraged to not to think of DWI clients as just that, but think of them as substance abuse clients who behaviorally have received DWI. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking and I'm listening, thinking to myself, well, yeah, sort of self-explanatory. I mean, it is a behavior. We go over the diagnoses and all these other things. So why would anybody treat them any differently as though to say a DWI client is much different than a client that comes into treatment any other way? But we received that information, and it was very helpful because I've got several individuals who have some outstanding issues who this may benefit once I take carry this information back to them. So that was beneficial. Also, found myself in a second training on Thursday, Fellowship Hall in Greensboro. It's free training for clinicians every Thursday. I'm not sure about in December, but I do know that they already have their 2016 schedule out, and that's helpful. Anywho, the discussion was about social media and ethics and how it's probably best not to friend clients through social media, and I found that very interesting. And one of the points that I made up or brought up is, what about you have websites and clients go on to that, they have various links to, but then I think about in business in general, people like Ellen and Oprah and, you know, many organizations, companies have websites, and the suggestion is give feedback. And I said, well, you can't solicit feedback, but individuals can give feedback and you can respond to the feedback. But then, and I'm just thinking to myself, being a counselor for the number of years, I really believe that our boundaries are a little better and we're not friending. I mean, social media is not that serious. If you make a friend on there, you're not really their friend. If you develop relationships on there, you really aren't in relationship. If you do end up networking, the people are able to observe you, your life is a bubble anyway. So with all of that being said, and then just listening to some of my clients, few clients, and just acknowledge all the things that are going on in Paris and Nigeria and Kenya and all these other places, and bombings and killings and things like that. Just try to stay focused. It tells you you should not inundate your brain, your mind, and your spirit with negative. You should balance it out and have positives. And in order to do that, you should have some foundational things. And the one thing, the assurance that I have gained this week is the assurance that I need to foundationally continue to read God's word, to see God for wisdom. It says, if you have anything, you ask. So I ask God just allow me to be able to read and understand scriptures that will help to be able to understand what is going on in the world, to remain calm in the midst of all the storms, and to remain pretty stable when there's seemingly instability, and just to do what it is that you need to do, because, you know, it says that you will be cast to and fro. If you are double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. And it says that there will come a time when individuals, their ears will be tickled, but it will not be be strong, you know, deep in thoughts, I guess, if you will. And you don't want to be thrown about. So, gratefully, it says that in the scriptures, it does speak about, there are scriptures about what it is and what you'll see. And the one, as far as to address what we've seen, it says in Ecclesiastes 3, which is one of my favorites. You know, there is a time for everything. And it says Ecclesiastes is a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. You know, the word tells you that there's a time to love and there's a time to hate. So we had to determine when it is time. Also, in Matthew 24:6, it says, and you will hear of war and rumors of war. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. So even though we are seeing all of these different things that are going on, and to understand what it is as far as these fights and wars and things, the James 4:1-2 says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. And not for nothing, it's good that when I was a younger person and in college, and, you know, when you're in college and you're not from there, and I've always been pretty much on my own. I'm my own child, and I don't have a problem with spending a long time. I can entertain myself with different things. You know, you have media, but thankfully I grew up in a time where there was also books. And when I was in college, rather than to get into trouble or be lonely or stay in a room or things like that, I did find myself in the library. I found solace, sought solace in there. And what I found in the library, I would go in and I would read about different things. And one time it was a topic where I had understood or heard in scripture that there were seven churches that was found in Revelation. And I was curious to know what those seven churches were. And they may or may not be what I discovered that they are, but the seven churches were the seven main religions that you find in the world. Without I'm making an attempt to try to name them all, you have Christianity, you have Islam, you have Judaism, you have Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, and then you have one that totally left me. Anyway, you have those three of whom originated from the same area: Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Two of which found themselves settling with information found in the Old Testament with hints of new, and one of which progressed into the New Testament or new thoughts by reason of Jesus being born, living and dying and rising again. And whenever we believe as far as that goes, a Christian, I believe that happened, that God came to earth as his son, and he lived, and then he died, and then he rose, and and in his hand he did take everything with him, and it's good to just know that part, whether you believe it or not, whether it seems like a real thing or not. It's just that's historically good to hold on to, because then it says that, yeah, we take some of these things into our own hands, but you don't have to. At the end of it all, God does reign. He is creator. And so anything that we've seen that is going on, anything that is occurring, that is causing us any kind of distraction or any kind of strife, any kind of confusion, then we know that God's not there, because if he is the creator of the heavens and earth and all that's within it, and it all has a process, and no matter what science, no matter what, no matter what science, no matter what technology, no matter what, everything was created with a process. Even explosions, there's a process. Even black holes, there's a process. Even when the science defines how the world was formed and omits God, it was still a process. So if everything is done decent and in order, and if everything is done decent and in order, then when there is chaos and when there is confusion and there is no order, then we know that that's not decent, nor is that in order, nor is God there. And rather than to focus on all of that stuff, probably best to just say, okay, let's find the pattern, process, order in what it is that we're seeing. Let's understand that. Once we understand that, then we can find God again where we don't think he is. And then we can apply it, because many things are done again and again. So it says that everything is done already. So if we find God in it, we find something similar. Random on the Facebook, they do have different posts and things like that, and talk about doppelgangers and historically and how people look like people from the past. And whether that's a real thing or not, we didn't just want you to see that, or even hairstyles from the past, how, you know, you have one person trying to wear it, trying to mimic with someone else. But that's been done, it's been done again. But with that to be said, so whatever war that we're seeing, there is a mimic war. It is mimicking a war that has already happened. Then you can just look at it and see what the end was for that, and then apply it to the current situation, and then understand that. So with our weekend edition, as a wrap-up of all the weeks, there's a lesson that we want to learn, is seeking God, foundation, wisdom, knowledge, and instruction, finding in his word, finding where you find that word in other areas, and holding on to those things. And then once you find those things and hold on to those things, there God is, and thank God for it. Again, my name is Melissa Enoch DeMary. It is wonderful to be able to have this opportunity to share with you all. And for those who are listening, I appreciate it. For those who listen on a later time, I appreciate that also. Please don't hesitate to write or call melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. Thursday is Thanksgiving. We'll not have our edition that day, but we will meet back here on Saturday, next Saturday, 8 to 8:15. And we just wish everyone a happy holiday, happy Thanksgiving, and be safe. We pray, God, right now that you continue to ride with us and go with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good day.